Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
First Dates was back on the telly last night and the final date was the best of the lot. Will and Leona were well matched and kind of promised each other a date in America, and they are here now. You're very welcome to the show, Will. You're sitting in front of me. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Leona's on the blower. How are you, Leona?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Leona, your profession helps with dating. Is that right? Is that what? Do you get free hairdos?
Oh, I mean, I get them. I don't give them.
Good on you. And Will, you're an actor.
Yeah, I guess so.
You guess so? Yeah, I mean, you either are or you aren't.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Does that help on the dating scene?
It can and it can't.
Okay.
I would say.
Okay.
Just depends on who you talk to, I guess.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, look, it was a great old date, but Leona, I feared for you because where did you watch? Because you really slagged off County Cavan. So I hope you're not headed back that direction anytime soon.
I feel like I did royally annoy the entire County of Cavan. But look, in my defence, you probably could consider me from Cavan, to be honest. I'm up in Dublin at the minute, but my family are all in Meath. But we are pretty much on the Cavan border. So I don't hate them. It's just that I'd prefer to be called or to be known that I'm from Meath, not just
Fair
Cavan.
Enough. Fair enough. Shout out to the Meath people. Will, you said that people often mistake you for a gay guy.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, okay. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I don't think it's the vibe.
You look after yourself.
Off.
You look after yourself. Yeah, maybe, yeah. No, you don't give off that vibe. Not at all. Leona, you were big on the cat talk.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I am a single mother. What can I say? My son is my pride and joy.
I have a little clip. Let's just remind ourselves. Have a listen to this.
That's him. He's so cute. But he's huge.
What do you feed him?
Protein powder and like raw chicken.
My son. Leona, who told you to give a cat protein powder and raw chicken?
I swear, don't report me. He actually does have a lovely balanced diet.
He's absolutely massive. And your pride and joy, yeah?
He is indeed. I would like to say so for the last about 3.5 years, yeah.
So she went big on the cat talk. It kind of worked, I would say, Will. You were into it. Now, were you just saying that for the date's sake or are you into cats?
No, genuinely, yeah. I was interested, so my reaction is actually genuine.
Okay.
When you say it. Yeah, yeah.
That is good. That is good. The conversation somehow ended with a commitment to go to America together. Can you say anything on a date just to keep the chat going and then just forget it? Was that the vibe, Will?
No, I mean, I thought it went well. So, I mean, well.
Well, it didn't go that well. You were sitting here and she's on the phone. That was a big telltale sign.
You know, I guess the offer's still in the cards, you know.
Oh, come on now, Leona.
There you go. Up the county, what?
Come on, because, I mean, the date seemed to go really, really well. You were circling each other big time. And not to bring you back to it, but I do have another clip.
So, do you have any other dates lined up?
No, not at the minute.
Yeah.
Apart from maybe the second one with you, but nothing else.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, look! So tell me, honestly, did you go out afterwards and absolutely wear the face off each other, Leona?
Oh, I can't spill the beans, unfortunately.
Oh, no fun. Did you have another date after?
No, so no, we did it. No. We filmed it in August, so it was a good while ago.
So there's still time?
Yeah. Summer's around the corner.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Well, I think that's a bit of an offer. Leona, what's the story? Are you still single?
Unfortunately so. Chronically so, I'd like to say.
Chronically single. What a way to describe it. And would you be up for another date with Will?
I wouldn't say no, but I don't know. I may be seeing somebody, so I can't really commit to anything.
Okay, fair enough. I think that's a no. I think you've been rejected again on the national airwaves, Will. I don't know what's going on. You're a very good-looking chap. You're a good-looking chap. What are you looking for?
Hey, just something to get on with, I guess. You know, I guess that's too much to ask for these days.
It is. It's tough out there.
Yeah.
Well, lads, you were great fun. Thank you so much for joining me today. Leona, best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much, and you too. Thank you, Will.
Love. Bye, bye, bye.
See
you. Will, the whole experience, it is a bit mad. Would you do something like that again, or have you had your fill of that kind of dating?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be open to the idea. I mean, I don't know what else there'd be out there.
Yeah, do you think you have to kind of try everything? Because, like, the apps can be horrendous, right?
Yeah, I think they're a little bit... And I suppose, well, at the same time, I suppose it is technically a blind date.
Yeah.
So it is. Whereas, I don't know about the dating apps. You don't really know if you're getting catfished or not.
Like, you don't know what's
happening. You don't know who's on the other end of the phone, to be honest.
So what's your play now? So you're not too keen on the dating apps. The blind date didn't go too well. What's your play now? What are you going to do, do you think?
I guess I've a few friends that wanted to set me up with the old friend here and there. They're like, oh, I've got this person here. I've got that person. So
you're going to try that route?
I guess so, yeah.
Well, let us know how you get on. You're absolutely brilliant on the show. I really appreciate you coming in. And if you missed any first dates, don't worry, because it's back with a best of episode next Thursday, 9:35. And we'll be back after a bit of Taylor Swift.
Jen Zamparelli. Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.